The families of two Cambodian refugees in California are celebrating after the governor there issued his first pardons earlier this week. Democrat Gavin Newsom's actions are being widely interpreted as a rebuke to President Trump's immigration policies. The World's Rupert Shenoy reports.
When Hai Hov and Keng Hen were kids in Cambodia, Americans bombed their country, making way for the genocidal communist Khmer Rouge. Hai Hov's family fled to the U.S., landing in Oakland, California. Kevin Lowe describes it as another kind of war zone. He's Hov's attorney.
He was beaten up. He was stabbed. At age 13, he almost lost a leg from a bullet that ricocheted off a wall and, hit him in the knee.
Lowe says Hov got swept up in the national push toward incarceration in the 1980s and 90s. When Hov was 19, he was convicted of attempting to set up a murder. Lowe says he didn't do it. Hov's green card was revoked, and he hadn't applied for citizenship.
Some people don't realize that they have to apply for citizenship. There's a lot of confusion about the fact that legal permanent residency can be taken away from people.
Keng Hen was on a similar trajectory out of San Jose. He pleaded guilty to driving a getaway car during a robbery when he was 18. He also lost his green card. The two men could have been deported then, years ago, but Cambodia wouldn't take them and others back. So Hai Hov and Keng Hen served their sentences, got out, and got to stay. They had normal lives with wives and kids.
So a lot of young people in these impoverished communities were swept up in the criminal justice system. And then decades later, now that they're mostly in their 40s and 50s, those consequences have come back to haunt them.
It's coming back to haunt them now amid an emerging war over immigration between California and the Trump administration.
The crisis on the border is a manufactured crisis. And we are not interested in participating in this political theater. I think it's nothing more than political theater.
That's Governor Gavin Newsom in February, 1 month after taking office, recalling the National Guard troops who'd been sent to the Mexico border. 2 months later, Newsom took on Trump's asylum policies. He said they show a disregard for the Constitution.
Governor Newsom honestly is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that.
The Trump administration pressured the Cambodian government to take people back. Anoop Prasad of Asian Americans Advancing Justice represents Keng Hen.
The Trump administration in 2017 placed diplomatic sanctions on Cambodia for not cooperating enough with deportations. And since then, it's just been raid after raid after raid on the Cambodian community.
Immigration officials say deportations of people to Cambodia have increased by nearly 300% since 2017. Federal authorities say nearly 1,400 Cambodian nationals with convictions remain in the U.S. and have been ordered deported. That included Hai Hov and Keng Hen, until this week. In his proclamation pardoning them, Newsom specifically cites their impending deportations and says they don't deserve to be separated from their families.
It's actually pretty rare for a new governor to have the political courage to exercise clemency power early on in their term.
Hov has his green card back, and the governor's pardon means he probably won't be deported. Hen's still in a detention center, but Prasad says the pardon means he's safe from deportation. He says they'll ask for Hen's case to be reopened and his permanent residency restored.
Really, this is Governor Newsom protecting California from unjust deportation policies coming from this administration, while also recognizing that California can do more to roll back mass incarceration and roll back mistakes we've made in our past.
Maybe in these few specific cases, California will have the last word, because these are state crimes and nothing can stop a governor's pardon. But there remain many more cases where the federal government can still prevail. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.